and welcome to this week's episode of Tea with Lily. I'm your host, Lily Mensah, and today I'm joined on the sofa by the teen sensation in the business world, Mr. Ben Towers. Welcome, Ben, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and coming to have tea with me. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. So let's hear a bit about the brand named Ben Towers before we get truly stuck in. Ben is already a success at the prime age of 16 years old, period. He runs a digital media agency with a team of over 15 professionals working for him. His introduction into business came about whilst helping a family friend set up a website when he was 11. And from that initial gig, Towers Design was born. He's since worked with over 500 businesses, some household names, to achieve their digital goals, offering cutting-edge internet content and marketing solutions. He's the CEO of Social Marley, a new innovative social media dashboard which allows businesses to manage their accounts from one central hub. He's also the ambassador for the Federation of Small Businesses, where he helps fight for young people under 30 in business. On top of all that, he's also an ambassador for London for the Young Entrepreneur Networking Association called YENA.
YENA.
He's been featured on the BBC, Sunday Times, and I think I still have a copy of that particular edition. So I'm sort of hounding you slowly. And he's the winner of the NatWest 2014 Young Entrepreneur of the Year. Congratulations on that. Tea with Lily is a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. Tea with Lily is also the social enterprise arm of Lynx Media, where we aim to give your brand a voice. So, Mr. Towers, what took you on that journey that you're on right now? What happened?
So I sort of like started in business when I was 11 years old as like a freelancer.
Yeah.
And it was because a family friend sort of knew I enjoyed using computers and said, you know what, can you build me a website? So I thought, yeah, give it a go. Got paid £50 and sort of self-taught my skill with some online videos sort of how to build a website.
Really?
Step by step. And then from there, suddenly, I just got a good confidence and I realised, oh, actually, there's a bit of money in this. This is Christmas. And so I quickly sort of signed up to a few different freelance websites. And by age of 12, I had 25 customers sort of all around the world, because obviously this freelance platform, you're bidding for jobs anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I mean, 50 quid to an 11-year-old is a lot of money. Well done. And so you've worked with some household names, and I know you have, you know, NDAs and stuff in place. But can you share those that you can share with us and what you've done with them?
So some of the sort of more well-known clients of ours is Darcy Oak, who's the illusionist from Britain's Got Talent last year. And you've got Mallow and Marsh, who are on Dragon's Den. Fugle, who are like a app which helps you find events going on in London. And the FSB is the Federation of Small Businesses. Your Business Community, which is a business organisation.
Okay.
The Business Show, organised by Prison Group at Excel. And also NACU, which are like a student entrepreneur group.
Fantastic. So there's one thing that we all know you do very well. And what's the secret to that one thing that you do so well?
So obviously I'm quite good at time management, because obviously being at school till like 4 o'clock every day and then having 15 people working for me back in the office, it's quite a sort of strain. And so what I've sort of learned is sort of teach yourself. Don't sort of think, oh no, work's getting ahead of me. Take it as it comes and just you need to make sure you're on top of it. Like if I don't organise my calendar or something, I can end up double booking and things. And so I need to, as soon as something happens, do the correct measures there and then to make sure that you're not sort of letting it drag on and thinking, oh yeah, well, I'll do it next week. You sort of take it as it comes and do it straight away.
Yeah, it's something that, I mean, somebody at my age, it sometimes struggles with. So yeah, I can only commend you on that. You won the NatWest, as I mentioned earlier, Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
It was quite a big confidence booster, because it was at the Great British Entrepreneur Awards in November last year. And sort of I was sitting there and they went through the other categories and obviously there was all some big names being called out.
Yeah.
And then when it got to the NatWest Awards and they sort of said my name and I thought, oh, hang on, what's this? As I walked up, I was looking at the screen, making sure it was my name, just in case. So I thought, oh, hang on, have I just been thinking? So have I just think it so hard it actually happened or is it right? And then so when it got called out, it got so much sort of press coverage and the yeah. business really grew after that because obviously people started like, learning what Towers Design does and what we can do.
So what was the age group of the people that were there in terms of a young entrepreneur?
Well, I wasn't the youngest person there.
No.
But I was youngest in the nominated category.
Okay.
There was someone's child who came along just to watch. But apart from that, I was youngest.
Oh, okay.
But most people were 30s to 60s.
Mm.
And so obviously I stood out quite a bit. Some people said, oh, are you in the awards? Or some people sort of said, oh, you just come to sort of see your parents or something.
Yeah.
Sort of said, no, I'm actually in it and I'm trying to win it.
And you obviously went with your parents. They must be very proud.
Yeah, they're sort of really proud about sort of all work I've done. But also take a step back of what I'm doing because obviously if you have someone on your back asking 101 questions or everything,
mm.
it ends up just sort of wasting time re-explaining yeah. everything. And so they take a step back and sort of have quite a bit of trust of what I'm doing as well.
Yeah, that's good. And this is a different kind of question. I often ask people what they would do or what they would have said to people in the careers office if they were 16. Now, you're 16, yeah? So where do you think you would be in 16 years' time? Because it's a different kind of question. I know the world is going really fast and nobody can tell, but, you know, just for a laugh...
Mm.
How do you see yourself being, you know, doing? What do you think you might be doing at 32, for instance?
I think in 16 years' time, I want to have quite a bit of influence in sort of government.
Okay.
But I was looking at becoming like an MP sort of in the future, but I decided that I'd rather sort of do it with my business and get influence that way. Because I quite like to sort of be a voice for other small businesses and sort of get through what sort of needs to be done to help businesses grow. And so sort of in 16 years' time, I quite like to be quite a big influencer in government to sort of
yeah.
help pass on the word. And also I've got my new company starting up, so I quite like that to be...
That's Social Marley.
My Social Marley, I quite like that to be nice and successful as well.
Well, I mean, I think the idea that you don't want to go into politics, well, front line of politics, because it might corrupt you, we don't want that. This is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with the teen sensation in the business world, Mr. Ben Towers, the entrepreneur with over 15... professionals currently working with him or for him. He's 16 years old, still makes time for school and a huge inspiration to many. Regardless of age and background, he's also a highly sought after keynote speaker. Now, Ben, the work that you do today, can you tell us a little bit about it?
So with Towers Design, I'm more a project manager now
mm-hmm.
because at the start when it's sort of basic websites, I was a writer of that, but now it's more sort of high-end stuff. Obviously still for small businesses, but obviously the designs we're producing are a lot more complex and a lot more professional. And so obviously it's beyond me. And so I sort of am project managing, oversee everything that goes on. Because when you're building like a website, you have like four people working on it. You have a designer, developer, social media and content writer.
Mm.
So obviously if you have four contacts in one company for a business, that could be quite sort of quite frustrating because you don't know who to email and who not to. And so sort of having me as like the middle person, so I'm like the contact point for the business. And so it makes small businesses be able to grow their business whilst also we're providing their digital services.
That's great. So what's been your most challenging or rewarding gig or scenario?
I think most rewarding thing is because you work with small businesses, I get to see them grow. And so I'll go from the first phone call and they're like, oh yeah, we get a couple of sales a month on our e-commerce website or we're at a local high street shop and want to get out there a bit more. And once you finish and they're like, wow, you've really transformed this. We're now getting hundreds of sales and that sort of thing. And that's really rewarding. So although people say, oh, you could charge a lot more, you can get a lot more revenue in. And I sort of say, no, actually, I like the fact that I can see small businesses grow. And if you charge more, the sort of businesses you're going to pick up are going to be a lot bigger and... It's going to mean that I'm not going to be able to see that growth.
Yeah. I mean, that's really commendable, Ben. So what's the profile of your typical client?
So mainly what we do is small businesses who want to succeed online and are quite forward thinking.
Mm.
So obviously we do have sort of larger businesses as well we work with, but it's our most sort of biggest client base is small businesses. And that's because constantly trying to find like a company which you can sort of give digital problems to and we can try and solve them whilst not trying to break the bank and obviously continue to run as a small business.
Yeah, well, I suppose large organisations will take time in, first of all, you know, designing what they want to do. They have to go through this, this red tape, you know, senior management. And by the time they decide on doing something, technology would have moved on.
Yeah, so we've had some clients when we've have had to present the designs in a board meeting. And I sort of think, oh, okay, it's a whole day just for confirm which design you want. Whereas most small businesses say, yeah, I want that one. And straight away they know which one they instinctively want to use.
Yeah,
so it is a lot more sort of time involved.
They're a lot more agile, and I think they can also win in the digital age against big organisations because of the fact that they can't move as quickly. So that's fantastic. So let's look at something, you know, a scenario of a client who or a potential client who comes to you. You know, they know, for instance, I'm an accountancy firm. The boss comes to you or somebody in your office comes to you and says, we need some help. And but then they're not too sure about social media. They think, oh, my website is enough. I just want you to tweak it. What would you do with them?
So what we sort of do with us, we do offer social media management sort of services where we sort of update your social media every day of a month. Obviously, if they weren't interested in that and wanted to sort of learn it themselves, then we sort of recommend, because with social media, just doing it as a one-off, so every now and then logging into like Facebook and Twitter and sort of saying, oh yeah, I'll quickly retweet or I'll quickly post a few things.
Yeah.
Actually, you need to be a constant presence. So if you did 3 posts a day, morning, afternoon and evening, every day, that's going to be a lot better than if you did it all in one big go when you log into your sort of phone or whatever. So it's, that's one thing that really pushes small businesses, that even, because obviously larger corporations can have a 24/7 presence because they've got people working just on that. So as a small business, if you can sort of make it look like you've got continuous presence by doing morning, evening and afternoon, it's going to look a lot better for future clients.
So talk to me a little bit. I want to go back to social Marley. Talking about social Marley, is that something that you can compare to the likes of Hootsuite and Buffer, or is it completely different?
Yes, so it's quite similar in sort of the way it works.
All right.
But one thing I'm sort of doing with sort of the way it's, obviously social Marley is UK based, unlike a lot of other things like American and Canadian, and so the way that UK businesses trade is different to how they do over in America. And so obviously we want to reflect that in the portal and the system. And one thing I'm quite passionate on myself is actually the design and sort of usability.
Okay.
Because obviously with Towers Design, we did graphic design and sort of business branding. And so I sort of want to make sure that comes across in the actual finished product of Social Marley. So we're quite keen to sort of preserve the social media's branding inside the portal and actually make it so it's like you're using the social media platforms natively. So like you're on the Facebook website, but actually you're on ours.
Because
obviously what people often say to us when we've done our market research is that actually they've got like a Hootsuite account, but they find it completely different. Some of the things you can do in it are similar, but it's not the same as actually logging onto Facebook and doing it sort of.
So you're bringing all the little, all the good things from all the other places into one hub.
And we're also sort of bringing together a strong analytics back as well. So small businesses, without having to sort of spend lots of money on a big analytics platform or anything, it's all sort of included in the system.
Okay.
So you can see like who your demographic is, what gender are liking and retweeting your posts and things, and what jobs they've got as well. So if you're trying to target for other businesses, you can see, oh, actually, loads of doctors are retweeting my posts, but yet I haven't got a page on my website that advertises to doctors. So it's quite a big eye-opener for quite a few small businesses.
Okay, so when can I trial it?
So later on this year, it's going to be going out in beta, because we're currently in crowdfunding at the moment.
All right.
And so once that's been through...
Be sure to put me on your beta list.
I will do.
So you do, you wear several hats, you know, as I mentioned, a speaker, an entrepreneur, a student, and many other things. Which one of them is your favourite thing to do on a daily basis?
I think I quite like speaking, because whereas obviously being an entrepreneur and sort of leading the company, you tend to find, because of being at school, a lot of my time spent sort of business stuff is spent at an office desk trying to sort of get through the work from a day. And so we're speaking, I can get out and I can sort of network with other like-minded people who sort of are really pushing forward with their company. And
yeah,
you can sort of see their stories and also learn from it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so speaking is the big thing for you. Right, so this is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with the teen sensation in the business world, Mr. Ben Towers, the entrepreneur with over 15 professionals currently working with him. He's only 16 years old, still makes time for school, and a huge inspiration to many, regardless of age and background. He's also a highly sought-after keynote speaker. Now, let's talk about guilty pleasures, mm-hmm. Ben. You can't just be work, no, school, work, yeah. school, work. You have to be able to do something to have fun. What is it?
So I played table tennis quite a bit.
Okay.
So I played for like South East England in that, and so...
Oh my, why doesn't that surprise me?
I think I enjoy it because it's sort of being able to sort of stretch your legs and get rid of a bit of energy as well.
Okay, so you played for South East England.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look into that. But that doesn't surprise me because you have this competitive streak in you. We all support charities for personal reasons. Which charities do you support?
So a lot of our work with Towers Design, we support quite a few different charities. And mm-hmm. so some of them may be clients which you've offered special rates for. And so, for example, Animal Rescue and Care, an animal charity. And so we sort of donated the website towards them and obviously they can help rehome animals. And then
okay.
we've also got another one called Jamaicans Inspired, so Jam in UK.
Okay.
And that's all about sort of helping to make sort of Jamaica and a lot better place in a way. And so they're bringing over sort of help like products which are going to help sort of life people in Jamaica. And
that's fantastic.
Bring it forward. But then sort of more sort of money donations you give to the Tear Fund, mm-hmm. which sort of help like poverty all around the world.
Okay. So with the animal, do you have a cat or a dog?
I've got a dog, yeah. And that's what Social Marley's named after, because he's called Marley, so.
Oh, right. See, I knew there was a connection. Social Marley. Is he sociable, Marley?
No, not really.
Okay. How can our listeners connect with you if they want further advice on business, social media, or even youth empowerment, which I think you'll be very good at?
I think definitely send me like a tweet or something. I handles Towers Ben, so TOWERS and then Ben.
Okay.
And definitely send me over a tweet because I love Twitter. I use it loads, and so
okay.
really keep informed of that. Or send me over an email at ben@bentowers.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Or you can call our office 0203 763 7999,
mm-hmm.
or bentowers.co.uk, and that's got links to Towers Design and Social Marley.
Great. So, Mr. Ben Towers, what are your top three tips for business owners?
I say, don't be afraid to ask.
Okay.
Worst that can happen is you'll get someone say no.
Yeah.
And so say you're looking to sort of get a new telecom system. Don't be afraid to say, look, I'm a small business, but I plan to grow. Could you offer me a bit of a discount or something like that? Worst that I say is, no, we can offer you this.
Yeah.
And so as a small businesses, we need to sort of be able to ask things. And one thing that's coming a bit more apparent in businesses around the UK is sort of business-to-business service trading.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So say you sell like clothing, mm-hmm. and you've got someone else who does printing,
mm-hmm.
you could give them some clothing, they'd give you some printing services.
Barter.
Yeah, and so instead of paying money, you're giving services, because you're still getting exactly the same thing. Mm. Obviously, it's slightly cheaper for you and it's slightly cheaper for the other person as well, so it actually is working out quite well.
Okay, are there any websites where you can do that sort of thing?
There is a few websites sort of emerging to do that. I can't remember the top of my head, but I know there is quite a few around. I think if you just sort of search it online, there'd be a few that come up.
That's great. I will definitely look for that, because I don't always want to pay money, but I'm sure I can pay with other services. So that's number one. Tip number two.
Don't think you're a large corporate or corporation until you actually are. Because a lot of businesses sort of see themselves, even though it's just them, but actually they're really big, or they see themselves sort of above everyone else. At the end of the day, if you're a small business, you need to show you're different and not think that sort of the world's going to come to you. You need to go out there and you need to be, you know what, we're small, we can make decisions fast, we can actually move forward with things.
I think you're right there, because once upon a time, companies would not talk to big companies, would not talk to small businesses, and the small business owner would feel that they had to create this big umbrella or big facade to say that, you know, they were big and therefore could provide the business. But I think there's something to be said about small businesses and then the agility that they bring to the table.
Yeah.
And your third one?
Also, I say keep to your roots. So as you continue to grow your business, make sure you sort of keep to your roots and know who sort of helps you at the early stages. Even sort of that person you passed in at a networking event who's told you something, actually keep in contact with them and keep informed, because the chances are they're going the same way as you.
Yeah.
So if you can sort of keep everyone around you who's sort of got a similar vision, you're going to grow your brand and business a lot better. And so if you sort of forget about people which you used to work with and just think about your new contacts, eventually you'll get isolated, and it'll then sort of cause your business to not be as successful because you're bringing down your target market, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. So what's next for Ben Towers?
So obviously I've got my GCSE exams in May. And then after that...
Good luck with that.
Oh, thank you. And then after that, I'm sort of looking at building on social marketing. So at that time, all the funding and all the investment stuff would have been done. So we actually get down to the proper development of it and bringing it forward. And then we've got like a TV campaign. We're looking at launching for that as well. And so I've got quite a big sort of vision of what I want to do. But it's just about sort of applying that. And obviously after an exam, they'll have a lot more time where we can actually do it and...
What subjects are you doing at GCSE?
I'm doing loads. It's all the normal ones.
Yeah, all the normal ones.
And then I'm doing business studies, music and computing as well. It's like the options.
Okay, and are you going to go and do sixth form?
Yeah, so I've got to stay in education until I'm 18.
Okay.
And so I'm sort of just looking at different options I can do at the moment, because I looked at a few business colleges and they sort of said, well, you can join, but you'll be a bit ahead of everyone else. So I've sort of got to sort of weigh out my options and sort of decide which ones would be the best for me.
Well, I don't know if this country supports homeschooling, but it's a big thing in America. I don't know, something that we haven't talked about. I used to live in America. Yeah. Homeschooling was really big. Anyway, so good. Well, good luck with the GCSEs. And Ben, at 16, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Let alone build the empire that you are building now with such magnitude. I'm inspired, definitely inspired, and that's the reason why I wanted to speak to you. And also in all of everything you've achieved so far, and I can only say well done, good luck for the future, and of course, you know, your upcoming exams. And if there's anything I can do to help with your message for young people, just call me and I'll be there, okay? So, Ben Towers, thank you very much.